We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, if I can win here, let's try it here, especially with a new head coach, yeah. Which I think it's going to be one of Chauncey Billups or this Ime Udoka guy from the Nets, the assistant head coach, who has gotten rave reviews. And he's coached Marcus Smart, he's coached Tatum, he's coached Jaylen Brown in 2019 in the World Championships. Yeah. And he's got an edge to him. He's kind of even keeled, but he's got an edge to him, defensive-minded. I spoke to somebody for a while last night who's coached with him and was very impressed with him and thinks he could do a really good job kind of connecting. That's what they need.
Jeff Goodman from yesterday's program from the stadium. They have themselves a coach. It is not Chauncey Billups. I think there were people in the organization that liked Chauncey Billups, maybe because they knew who he was. He was well-known. Udoka is not nearly as well-known. Though he does have good pedigree, being part of that San Antonio Spurs organization with Greg Popovich, so he's part of that tree. And again, we saw it today with Wojnarowski saying it, the Celtics players had something to do with this. This is the NBA now.
43 years old. 6'7". Yep. Played in the league.
I'm
going to give Tyler some credit. He was one of the four guys that way champion assistant check, survived coaching Kyrie Irving. And still just mental sanity.
Double check.
What more do you want? I think that's a good opening paragraph.
So he's your guy. Tyler wrote that?
Yeah.
I did.
Look at you. You get an A+.
Plus yeah. One of me.
Thank you.
A+.
You know, listen, you don't get things right often. Like none of us do. So when we do, we gotta at least pump it
up. Don't twist his words. Because I don't want him getting mad and blaming us for people yelling and screaming at him.
Well, not him.
What?
No,
somebody else?
His friend.
No, it is interesting. No, listen, I know absolutely nothing about this guy. Not one thing. I mean, he's been an assistant coach. So
I don't think
a lot
of
guys are seen, not heard.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm just looking at Twitter right now, and a lot of women are commenting.
He's handsome?
He's very hot.
All right. Well, that's good. We get that going for us.
How
many people are regretting no Becky Hammon? No, we're not hearing that?
Oh, I know. Where's Kara Lawson? Well, you don't like women? This guy coached, was part of that staff at the World Cup, 2019 World Cup. Kemba was there. Marcus was there. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. So three of the guys here were on that staff. And as you mentioned yesterday, sort of was speculating that, we were hoping that they liked him. We were all on the same page. I don't know, maybe they didn't like him. But obviously, given what Woj said, they liked this guy an awful lot, worked with him a couple years ago. And he's the new head coach. So it's good. All right. Brad Stevens working. Got a coach. He made a big trade. All set.
Wow. All right, here you go.
Here's get out
Greg,
of the way.
Here's Greg Popovich, who we worked for quite a few years. He exudes a confidence and a comfort in his own skin where people just gravitate to him. He's a fundamentally sound teacher because he's comfortable with himself. He knows the materials and players read it. Oftentimes I'll say, Ime, can you talk to so-and-so? Go over to Patty Mills. Go over to Timmy. Go over to Kawhi. And he'll do it better than I would do it, and I'm not blowing smoke. The only thing I don't like about him is that he doesn't drink, so I can't enjoy a glass of wine with him. He's really boring at dinner.
So wine? Nobody likes wine.
Well, everybody, listen,
not everybody's
whatever.
A wine snob like you, Glenn.
I've always said, and this is one of the things that always pissed me off, and it started probably way back when. Maybe it was Francona or Claude Julien or Doc Rivers. And it's almost time to move on from Brad Stevens. Well, who are you going to find? You can't move on with the guy until you tell me you're going to find. Can't find a better coach than Claude Julien. Look at the success he's had. All right, well, Bruce Cassidy's here. Then it was Doc Rivers. Okay, Brad Stevens. Oh, Brad Stevens. Okay, now it's this guy. There's always somebody new out there. I'm just saying there's always somebody new out there. Younger guy relates to these players. So it's like I hate the argument of this guy should move on. Well, who are you going to hire? Oh, who cares? It's not my job to find someone. It's Brad Stevens' job to find someone, and he has. So we'll see. I like it. I don't even know the guy, but I'm glad they got somebody.
Well, I will say this, that
early
we heard this for years, that people were trying to compare, certainly here in these parts, they were trying to compare Brad Stevens to like Popovich and people like that. And then in the end, we find out that at least with this group.
He lost them.
He lost them.
Yeah.
He lost them. And is he a great X and O guy? Oh, yeah, he's wonderful at designing up plays during a timeout. Well, I hate to tell you, how about Monty Williams? He's pretty good at it, too. If you saw that play last night, the alley-oop with 0.8 seconds remaining to win the game by DeAndre.
See, thinking, but none of that matters, Glenn. None of that matters.
The X's and O's are not that big a deal.
It doesn't matter. It's all about personal relationships.
That's all it's about.
Trust. Like understanding, empathy, all that stuff. That's really the, when it comes to job requirements as a head coach in the NBA, X's and O's and all that, it doesn't matter. Like, will the guys respect you? Will they just, you know, can you empathize with them? Like,
that's
really it.
Can you communicate? Can you relate? That's going to get the most out of them.
Do they respect you? I mean, but even that is fleeting. That has a shelf life. Because God forbid they start, you know, playing like crap. They're going to blame the coach. Well, I used to be able to talk to him. Now I can't. There's tension in our relationship. Mm-hmm. He yells at me too much. He expects me to play defense. Oh, like who wants to play defense? What a jerk. Hey, Brad, do something about this guy. He's forced me to play defense. So I think for the most part, it's an A-plus as far as what we heard the requirements were.
I just want to let you guys know that the hiring of Ime Udoka has now been confirmed, even though Woj sent it out there, because Chris Gasper says an NBA source has confirmed to me the report from Woj.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
Like Gasper, but I mean, Woj comes out with it. That's like somebody confirming like an Adam Schefter report. You know what I mean? Like, dude, okay, I can confirm it too. What are we doing here?
You know, can we send out a tweet?
I'm reporting what?
Can we also, Tyler, send out a tweet? Well, we have to confirm it
with someone first.
Can you confirm it for us, Glenn?
Send out a text, and we're going to confirm
it. Call some of your friends,
We can also confirm Chris Gasper's confirmation of a confirmation of a report of Adrian Wojnarowski report.
It's like five people removed confirmation.
Confirming somebody else's report. You're right, especially when it's Wojnarowski. What do you think Wojnarowski's track record is of where he makes mistakes and somebody has to say, nope, he was wrong.
On a coach hiring, right? On a coach hiring.
No.
Okay, whatever, good. Oh, they got their guy.
And
good.
Again,
hopefully the green teamers are happy.
Not surprising, because it looked like Chauncey Billups was going to Portland.
Bastards.
And for some reason, maybe Brad looked at it differently, didn't think Chauncey Billups could fit in with this group. And this group, apparently.
How old was Brad Stevens when he became a head coach here? He was under 40, wasn't he?
I don't know, 43. Yeah, no, this guy's 43. I'm just saying, probably was, right? How old is Brad now? Look that up.
Well, I know is that it's really irrelevant, to be honest with you. The fact that it's everything the players wanted.
Yeah.
37.
Sounds like
he was 37 when he was hired?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
God, he was really young. Coming straight out of college at 37? Okay, so this is a bold. This isn't really a bold. Is this? Because should this be considered a bold move? Because it's like, hello, like this. It a bold move would have been a 70-year-old white guy.
Yeah, Mike D'Antonio.
Mike D'Antonio. That would have been completely opposite. What are you doing here? Well, that's not who anybody wants.
Everybody's hiring a guy who was an ex-player and can relate with the players. That's what it's all about. And you're right. We can talk all we want about the X's and the O's. Any one of these coaches can draw up X's and O's. I hate to say it. Most of the players can draw up the X's and the O's, and they do it. It is all what you said, Christian. It is all motivation. Can he get more out of these guys? That's really the key.
You know, and here's the thing. Everyone's going to be excited. Hey, new blood, fresh ideas, you know, new scenery.
Yeah.
You know, it's a honeymoon season.
All you need is your guys on board. And your best players are on board. And if those guys are on board, then everyone else will be too.
Because
they're going to vouch for this guy, right? So it's a good thing. I don't even know who the hell everybody else is. When we're talking about Tatum, Brown, and Marcus Smart, I have no idea who anybody else is.
Yeah.
Are any of them going to be here? Who's going to be coming? Who's going to be? I don't know. But all that really matters is that your core, your three guys have played for this guy. They obviously like him. They played a big role in the hiring of him. Because of that, it's a good thing.
So you'll get a honeymoon anyway for a while. The players probably vouched for him. And if they did, well, they're going to be in a side for a while. But how does this team get better? What's more important, Udoka as a coach or Stevens as the general manager? Stevens. He's got to bring players
yes,
in here.
Yes, yes.
They don't have players.
No, I would agree.
You know, you're seeing it with teams like the Phoenix Suns that have got really good young players, but they also have great role players that when things happen, like Payne last night comes up big because a Booker ends up with the, you know, broken nose or whatever. So you need those type of players. That's all on Brad Stevens now. Or this team is not going to be any better. I don't care who is the coach. They're not going to be any better.
Man, I'll tell you what, the best thing he, I mean, if a GM hires a good coach, man, I tell you what, his job is relatively easy. He's really not engaging at all.
Part of his job.
I mean, now you're just recruiting talent, but you have two major pieces, and you just have to fill in the blanks. I mean, the hardest part for Brad Stevens is going to be, like we talked about yesterday, is just keeping the two J's kind of, you know, tuned in and locked in and committed to him. Like, how do you keep him committed?
No, I understand that, but one way to keep him committed is by putting a better roster around them. You know what I mean? In this type of league. So I think the toughest thing he has is to look at his financial restrictions and figure out how the hell do I add three or four adults to this group and kind of get rid of this five or six riffraff I have at the end of the bench I just have no reason to keep. You know what I mean? Like maybe you pick one or two of them and, you know, we know the names. So it's just, you know, so I got to go and get – I got to go get another starter or maybe it's Fournier. I don't know. I got to get a point guard. One or the other, and then maybe I got to add two pieces for the bench, you know, that aren't Jeff Teague, that actually work out some veteran leadership. That's his biggest job. How do I do that without the money situation I have?
I already got the veteran leadership.
What do you mean? You don't need three or four. You need two or three, maybe.
Who are they?
What are you talking about? Yeah, he's just not mentioning Al.
Oh, please. He's been on teams that have tanked the last 3 years, for Christ's sakes.
He's worth two leaders.
Al Horford.
He's excited to be on
a winner. He's so good, he's worth two.
Doesn't it blow your mind that the Celtics fan base, who is so excited to have Al Horford back. Now, this is a guy that opted out 2 years ago because he didn't want to play for your team anymore. He didn't think your team was good anymore. Just and like didn't Kyrie. Like the future of your organization. So he said, I'm leaving. And you know where he went? He went to the biggest rival you have in the Philadelphia 76ers at the time. The biggest rival you have. That's where he went. And then they dump him because he sucks. And he comes back here. And they welcome with open arms like he's going to save the franchise. Only Celtics fans would have this opinion about somebody that bailed, opted out, went to a rival, and when he came back, they threw a freaking parade like he was a savior. Seriously, it's the only fan base in this town that would ever accept something like that. What Al Horford did to you 2 years ago.
Well, that's why it's laughable.
It's a freaking joke.
It's laughable when people are saying, see, Al is so happy. Ann is so happy about coming back to Boston. They all left you. He left you for more money to a rival within your division.
You think if Johnny Damon came back, like wanted to come back after like he went to New York, Red Sox fans would welcome him with open arms? You don't think people would be pissed at him? I haven't heard one person sit there and say, you know what, I don't want Al. He left us. He opted out and went to Philadelphia. Screw him. Not one. Not one person. They're throwing freaking parades for him.
They booed Adam Vinatieri for years.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You guys are the softest people I've ever seen in my life.
We have to do this with the Green Tamers. So Jeff Goodman is on with us yesterday. Okay? And Jeff Goodman brought up a great point, and we'll let you hear it on the other side, about Tatum and Brown maybe not being the best of friends. Okay? And it made all the sense in the world in the way that he was laying it out. And the Green Teamers got so pissed at Jeff Goodman for making the statement yesterday.
For apparently having him on, I guess. I don't even know what happened.
Did we get any death threats today?
No.
We're gonna get to all of that. Coming up next right here on OMF.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Alex Cora joined us on the Harbor One Hotline last hour.
Sure did.
The big fella got
them all in.
Yeah, that's a good
I know he's, you know, I feel like he's, you know, I got to take it easy on him, you know. I don't want to scare him off.
Well, you gave him multiple choice tonight.
I know.
So
he still answered both, so it's good.
So we had Jeff Goodman on yesterday from the stadium, and it really pissed off the Green Tamers. And everything he said, I think, was fairly accurate, all right? And it wasn't that surprising, and it wasn't in any way destroying either Tatum or Brown. But you asked the question about Tatum and Brown and whether they spend any time together, maybe away from basketball. Here's what Goodman answered.
You know, just looking ahead, so do you know anything about the relationship that exists or the friendship that exists between Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum? Like, are those guys buddies?
I do. No, they're not buddies. No. They like each other, but they don't hang out off the court. And honestly, they don't hang out off the court. And I don't want to say it's clear watching them on the court because there are plenty of guys. Hey, Glenn knows this better than anybody. Did Larry Bird and Kevin McHale, were they buddies?
No.
No, but they were.
Great
man,
on the court.
Like they were buddies on the court.
And that's my point. Maybe if you have one of the two, you're fine. Ultimately, just looking to the future here, I just feel like this is a relationship. Like, something's got to give. It may be one of them or both of them in the end before too long. What do you think?
It's why I have said over and over and over, and people criticize me and crucify me for saying it, but trade Jaylen Brown for Bradley Beal if you can. Because what we do know is the chemistry, and we'll see it. You'll see it in the Olympics between Tatum and Brad Beal. Like, that's Tatum's, like, older brother. They're so tight, and I think Bradley Beal is also a player who's a high IQ player in terms of his decision-making. If you put the ball and let play through Bradley Beal and he has players around him, he can average 7 assists a game. I'm fully convinced of that. I've watched him play enough over the years. I don't think that's Jaylen Brown. He doesn't make people better. And when he and Tatum go on the court, it looks like they've never played basketball together before.
Yeah. So what's the problem? What is the problem with that? I feel like that's a real clear, honest answer about somebody
that was observing
the relationship for a while.
It was funny, man. We posted that sound, and people were just the reaction that we got from the Green Teamers, like Dan Greenberg, for example. You know, Greeny, Stoolie Greeny. He tweeted out a picture of Tatum and Brown like sitting in the stands together. Where was that from, Tyler?
That was 2014 at the Kansas Jayhawks midnight practice.
While they're being recruited?
Yes, where Bill Self created the seating chart and put them next to each other.
Okay, so this was like proof to him
that
they're best friends. When they're in high school, they sat together. And then he also threw another one out of Tatum and Brown taking a photo with Gucci Mane at the Garden as more proof that they hang out together and that they're best friends.
He's like, not good at this.
Jeff Goodman just said that they're friends. They're just not like best friends. They're not like boys. You know, they don't hang out off the court. He never said they don't like each other. They're not great friends. And it was like, whatever, Lou, keep doing it, Christian. Nice job, Glenn. You kind of divide. It's like, oh my God, people, slow down. You heard his words. He had his like producer, Goody's producer for his podcast, is like said that, you know, we're twisting his words for like clickbait.
Yeah,
we just played Jeff Goodman's audio, dude. Yeah. You heard it. There's no twisting of words. Everybody heard what Goodman said. You can disagree all you want, but the sensitivity is through the roof.
But Goodman's producer also, you know, the picture on his Twitter feed is of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
There you go.
I mean, so he's like, he doesn't even though there's nothing to twist, there's nothing to misinterpret, he doesn't like the fact that somehow someone would think that these guys aren't best of friends. Like, they're Thunder buddies. Like, they're hanging out, they're hugging each other during a thunderstorm. Like, what? I mean, it really is amazing. Like, it's okay if they don't like, if they're not, like, you know, best friends for life. Like, it's okay.
There's somewhere in between, like, me and Nomar and Ray Allen and Rondo.
I was going to say, so the best case scenario for Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum is Nomar Garciaparra and Lou Maloney. The worst case scenario is Ray Allen and Rajon Rondo.
I don't think they're either.
You're probably somewhere in the middle.
They respect one another, but they're very different individuals.
It's just an honest working relationship.
And like Goody said, he's like, when you watch them on the court, there is no chemistry. How do you?
Okay, bye, Nomar.
How do you debate that? They look like they're playing like their own separate games. Like, that's, you can't even debate that, can you? I don't know. It was really weird.
But it would look petty if one guy was ripping the other guy. Like, wouldn't it look petty if somehow the one of the Jays was they, you know, being disrespectful or even just, you know, throwing salt on any of the other one's accomplishments, it would look petty. Oh. You can't do that. Yeah. Right? Are we here? Are we all here? What are we doing?
Glenn, you there?
Is your mic on?
I'm here.
What are you doing over there?
We had some mic issues. He had some mic issues.
We got some issues, apparently.
Are you getting checked by the umps?
Here's what I think is funny.
Don't put your pants back on.
The pants?
I'm getting checked for...
Hold on. I got to get the pants back. So here's the thing that's amusing about this. He brought up as an example and threw it out to me, the Bird and McHale thing, which is a good example of it. Because those two guys did not spend an awful lot of time together. They had different friends.
Yeah.
Larry Bird's best friend was, for a while, was Rick Robey. It was Artis Gilmore. It was Quinn. I can tell you who they hung around with. And McHale was hanging around with Ainge all the time. But the problem with that is they didn't have an issue on the court, and that's exactly what Goodman said. And I think where they pissed where they get pissed off at him is when he talked about you got to trade one of them away and you got to trade Jaylen Brown away. But don't you think most of these Green Tamers, if they end up doing that deal and they bring in Bradley Beal and play alongside Jason Tatum, do you not think that the Celtics public is going to be fine with this?
No, they'll be fine with it. And then they'll say, well, Brown had to go because those two didn't play well together.
They will justify
they'll say exactly what Goody said.
Right.
Like afterwards. And then the other one, too, is, I don't know, Ryan, do we have the sound? So Jaylen Brown, this was more proof that apparently these two are like best friends. More proof. Jaylen Brown, what was it? Give me the podcast name. What was
it?
All the Smoke. And here's the thing. I don't think it's proof other than his brother watches Deuce, babysits for Deuce. Because quite frankly, I think Jaylen Brown tells you that, yeah, they respect each other, but they're just different guys.
We, in a weird way, kind of like works.
Wait, start over, because in a weird way. Go ahead.
Yeah, my bad.
We, in a weird way, it kind of like
works. Because you're different.
You know what I mean? Because we lack what each other has. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So in a weird way, we got like an understanding like of each other, a respect for each other. Our families is close. Like my brother, like babysit, is like his son and stuff like
that.
We got.
Right.
So we've been.
That's your light-skinned brother.
Exactly. We different. Like, we got different mindsets, but at the same time, like, I think we respect each other.
And so wait a minute. That quote right there is being used against Jeff Goodman?
Yeah, that's proof that they're best friends.
That's it.
They have
right
nothing
there.
In common.
Exactly. We have nothing in common. We're zero. Different. We have different mindsets, but we respect one another.
That's Bird and McHale. Bird and McHale.
Yeah, yep. That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah, like, but again, Bird and McHale, there needs to be, if you could easily see, like, you know, two guys that just really don't have anything in common off the court. But when they get to work, when they get on the court together, they go, wow, it's like, you know, it's like beautiful music, man. They're in harmony with each other. And one is helping the other guy. And he kind of alludes to that, you know, in the beginning of that Up in Smoke. But you just don't really feel it. Like, it turns into, I'm going to get mine, you're going to get yours. If I have an opportunity, an obvious opportunity to hook you up with a long pass, then fine, I'm going to give it to you. But ultimately, there's no, like, real, like, you know, beautiful harmony going on with these two. At least it doesn't feel that way.
But I think you're right.
I'm uninformed.
No, I think you're right. And I think the biggest problem they have is they have a lot of the same skills. They do a lot of the same things. And that is not necessarily a good thing when you've got two guys on the floor and they're both doing the same thing because each one of them wants to do their thing. Yep. They're not different on the court.
No. Tyler, we got some responses? Is that what we featured? Some
yes.
people responded to this? Because I know I was just loaded up all night long. It was great. I got to mute like another 100 people.
It was pretty vile. Some of these are pretty bad. Local man doesn't want to hang out with coworker after his shift ends. Story at 11. That's funny, okay? Boston media determined to drive its stars out one by one with nonsense like this.
We always run them out. Look at Kyrie.
We ran Kemba out.
Yeah,
we
did.
Had that power.
You would have thought WEI was a Lakers radio station the way they tried to cause friction between the Boston stars on purpose.
I don't even know what that means.
Y'all complain.
Have a Laker fan here.
Y'all complain about dysfunction then try and start some nonsense.
Wait, honestly, I don't get the whole Laker thing. What is it? Nobody's like championing the Lakers on this show. Nobody
Excuse
likes
me?
The Lakers on this show.
This is an anti-Celtics show, apparently.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, there it goes.
The next one. It's actually our responsibility as fans to bully the F out of Jeff Goodman.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Next one. White people commenting on any black athletes always comes out as false. Always comes out as false.
Yep, I agree with that.
Wow. On the white people.
I agree with that.
What is it about Celtics fans?
Read Alexander the Average. if you can.
Alexander the Average.
Yes.
Shut the F up, you walnut brain chuckle F. JB's family literally babysits JT's kids. Why does Boston media hate their athletes so much? Nobody, I've never heard that. No, walnut listen, brain chuckle
here's
F.
Here's the thing. Hey, newsflash.
Walnut.
Jeff Goodman, nor any of us, said that they hate each other.
No.
No.
No one says that they hate each other, right, and they refuse to play with one another.
Yeah.
Just said, Jeff Goodman, we just had him on. This is how it works. You have guests on, they say some things, you post some audio. He doesn't think they're best friends. They don't
Did Larry Bird and Kevin McHale, were they buddies?
No. It's no big deal. I get it. But please, Greeny, don't show me a picture when they're in high school saying this is proof that they're best friends.
That didn't
Or photo with
you.
Gucci Mane, you know, at a concert. Like, of course they're going to go to the concert. And as a matter of fact, one of your pictures showed one with Julie, just Jalen and Gucci Mane, right?
Yes, because he wanted his solo shot.
He didn't want his best friend in there with him. He just wanted his solo shot.
I can't put this up on the wall.
Oh, it's so tired.
How about this one? I pray every night that someone commits genocide against the entire Boston sports media.
Wow. There's the death threat right there. There's the death threat.
Oh, we get death threats. We should call the Globe.
Yeah, we should.
If the WEI headquarters exploded in a random fire, Boston sports teams would each have 6 more championships.
Yes, we bring them down.
At least. Maybe more.
There isn't a worse fan base in this town,
this
by the way.
So sensitive.
And Tyler,
so soft.
I'll never forget the day you walked in and said, what's a green team? I don't know why you guys got a green team. Now what do you
found
think?
Out very quickly.
Now what do you think?
Yeah.
Now what do you think?
Worst fan base in town.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Right, so you welcome back a guy that bailed on you, gave up a $30 million player option to go to your team rival, and you welcome him back. You throw a freaking parade for Al. He abandoned you. He thought your organization sucks, that it had no future. He thought the Sixers had a brighter future than you. He left you for $30 million. He walked out on $30 million and left you. And you people act like he's a goddamn savior. Holy smokes. Only sport, only fan base in this city that would ever allow that.
What the little
It's embarrassing.
They will literally eat whatever you put in front of them.
Whatever you put in front of them.
Doesn't matter. A poop sandwich with a lot of corn on
top.
Touch
of Patriot fans in them.
All right, we got to get to more Jared Weiss because this one, to me, is laughable. So Kemba Walker wanted to be traded because he was pissed off that the Celtics were trying to trade him away. So then they trade him away, and now suddenly we're hearing he's heartbroken because of the relationships he had built up here. You asked for the trade, you get traded, and now you're heartbroken. We'll get to some of the details of that coming up next, and your phone calls, your reaction. New coach for your Boston Celtics. All the Green Teamers excited. 617-779-7937. Back here on OMF, the Boston Celtics have themselves a new coach. Ime Udoka has spent considerable time working as an assistant with San Antonio, with Philadelphia. He's been around Brooklyn, and obviously he played a little bit as well. Exactly all of the, checking off all of the boxes people talked about. But this one is kind of interesting, is that we're already seeing how the perception of Boston sometimes is not based on factual information. So Jay Williams, you guys know who Jay Williams is. He's one of the key
one of the key
basketball analysts on ESPN. And in reaction to the Woj bomb that Udoka is going to be hired as the new coach of the Boston Celtics, he tweeted out the first head coach of color for the Celtics.
So happy for that racist
fist bump.
City.
And even more importantly, he's one talented individual who has paid his dues.
See, so, this is why people think Boston is racist.
You're right. So,
this is why they think they're racist.
Head coach.
Well, listen,
of
I don't think
color.
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
It's the first black head coach they've had.
No, he's wrong.
He's not.
There's been other ones?
Who else? Little history lesson. The Boston Celtics.
Brad Stevens?
Who else?
The Boston Celtics actually hired the first black coach.
Tommy Heinsohn?
In the NBA. No, that was not Tommy Heinsohn.
In the entire NBA?
In the entire NBA. Wow. His name was Bill Russell.
What? Before, well, that doesn't count.
Hey, right, before, that's one. You gotta,
that's
is there
one
another
guy.
One?
Fine,
before
the second
any,
one.
Before any one of the other teams had hired a black coach, Boston had done it. By the way, they drafted the first black player. They played the first black player.
All right, so great. The second black coach.
No. The second black coach was Casey Jones.
Who?
He coached in the 80s. Casey Jones.
He never won anything. He never won anything.
What are you talking about? He won championships.
He was just there as a placeholder.
Okay. I'll give you a black guy that coached that never won anything as a coach.
One.
ML Carr.
Finally. Yeah, okay. Now you're being honest.
Third black coach. He was here for a year or two, wasn't he? They sucked.
Hold on. And
so
then
they just threw him to the Wolves. So, okay, fine. He's the fourth.
No, he's the third. Okay. So Doc Rivers.
Oh, another one?
He sucked.
He was a coach here, too.
No, he was.
Yes.
When was he here?
He was here. They won in 2008. So championship. You don't remember the duck boats and the parade?
So Jay Williams thinks that this is the first head coach of color for the Boston Celtics.
I'm telling you.
This is one of your key basketball analysts who played the game
well done, Jay.
On ESPN. So a little history lesson for Jay Williams. Jay, this will be the fifth black coach in Boston Celtics history. You can start lining that up with other franchises and come back when you get the count together and tell me where Boston ranks in all of this.
He's sitting there going,
he just missed a couple.
And then somebody right now said, you press send?
Yeah, I press send.
He just missed a couple. I'm telling you.
And I mean, guys that didn't win anything. You know what I mean? Like KC and Doc and like guy like Bill Russell. I mean,
three of the four.
You barely remember Bill Russell. Yeah. I mean, like,
how do you forget Bill Russell?
I know this isn't.
Was he a good player?
This isn't a race topic right now. Right, but just to go back to the reasons. You know, you think about why Kyrie. You know, creates and you know this narrative and or just drives this narrative about Boston being racist. And then you see something like Jay Williams. Like Jay Williams, the lead guy. He has a morning show with Keyshawn Johnson. He's always around basketball.
Can we check? Have the Celtics had the most?
Probably.
I believe so. And there's another one.
No, seriously.
How about Tom Sanders, who had a nice short stint in 1977, 78?
Yes. Sanders.
Hold
on, I take it back. Six. He's now the sixth.
Yes,
right.
Tom Sanders.
They've actually had the most?
Had the most black head coaches in the entire NBA.
Somebody needs to tell Jay Williams.
I can see Stephen A. tweeting out something like that. You know what I mean? I mean, I wouldn't be shocked at all if Stephen A. did that.
Blue, this but is Jay Williams? Get a bad reputation.
Rob Parker, maybe? No, see, but here's the thing. Those guys are educated as far as the history of the team goes. They would understand. They would realize that. Now, are we gonna give me a reason why we should cut Jay Williams some slack?
I can't.
He hit his head really hard in a motorcycle accident once.
Was it past relationships? You know, some sort of like PTSD situation.
It's a story that he wanted.
Oh, like Gary Busey turned out just fine.
It's a story
so
he wanted it to be that.
What aggravates me, having lived here virtually my whole life, is that there are some people that just don't understand the facts, okay?
The sixth.
And it's unbelievable. The sixth head coach, the sixth black head coach in Boston Celtics history. Wrong. And Jay Williams thinks that the Celtics finally in 2021 broke the color barrier and brought in a black head coach. That is absolutely insane, guys. Insane. Insane.
Sixth.
You know what? I'd say expected. It's expected.
Go read the history of the Celtics early on.
It is deleted.
When hotels,
he deleted it.
He deleted the tweet.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you?
Somebody's got to, man.
Delete that quick. It's the sixth.
Yeah, so nobody, he didn't realize it himself. He didn't go, oh, my bad. Like somebody said, dude, are you kidding me right now? Yeah. I pay you a lot of money to know this stuff.
Stephen A. texted him and said, hey, man, you better delete that. Yeah. It's actually the second. You forgot Doc Rivers.
Doc was the first.
Go to hell.
God, I forgot Sam.
Unbelievable.
Somebody has to say it.
Unbelievable. What are you going to do? You know, that's what you get. So. You know, it's what you get.
Who cares?
So, anyways, let's take a call here something later. Go over there.
Let's go to Jesse. Jesse's
something over there.
Jesse's in Cambridge. Go ahead, Jesse.
Glenn is so mad about this. He can't
take a call.
You got it. We're here for you. What's up?
Hey, I'm just calling about the Celtics. Yep. You know, at this state of point in the franchise, I don't have a lot of confidence in this current group. I think both Jaylen Brown and Tate Chasing him have one foot out the door in a few years. Personally, if I'm the GM, I'm just calling Detroit and seeing what they want for that first overall pick, you know. The 08 Celtics, I thought, were the bar of success. Unselfish basketball. You had three guys who weren't looking to, have personal grades. They did sacrifice for the team, and they played great team basketball. I mean, looking for the perfect shot. So I don't see this in this group. They're happy to go .500 and just get their personal, their stats. I'm looking at a new direction. I don't see it. What do you guys think?
I don't like your new direction. So what you want to do is you want to start all over again and go and draft, what is it, Cade Cunningham. I hardly know anything about him. That's what you want to do and start all over again with a 19-year-old kid?
I think Tatum and Brown will leave Boston. I think they're here for two more years and they're out. They're not looking for a long term here. I don't think so. I think they're looking to, you know, get paid and go to another team that is actually a contender.
Well, they actually are getting paid, and Jason Tatum just barely missed his ability to get a max contract. So I would say for right now, the pieces are starting to fall into place that would give the Celtics the ability, at least from the surface, to kind of manage this thing and create some sort of stability. Like this as far as like on paper, that whole on paper thing. So you're making the right trades. You're freeing up money. You're getting the right coach for the right players. So you start there. You don't think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they're all going to be in great moods. Marcus Smart. So there's this really good relationship already. The fact that these guys, you know, play with, is it Ime?
Ime, right?
Ime.
Udoka.
Okay. In 2019, the World Championships.
Is it Udoka or you?
Double O, Udoka.
Udoka. Ooh, I can just hear him say Udoka. Udoka.
Okay, we're gonna get it's like what's his name?
Aguilar.
Is that right?
Udoka.
Mr. Drops? Nelson Aguilar?
Aguilar.
Yes, man. Aguilar.
Okay. Aguilar.
There's no way.
I want to know if it's Udoka or if it's Udoka.
I wish he was a player because every shot he made it'd be Udoka.
Just call him Ime.
Here's Big House in Dorchester.
That's his name, though. Yeah, I know.
What's up, House?
Forget about it.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, House?
I think that's a, I think that's a good signing with the coach, but I think that's the second best signing they could have did. I think Chauncey was the best, but it's also like he's the younger, and that dude Jay Williams, he was crazy because I was over here going nuts when he said that was the first black coach.
Yeah, sixth.
He's just a younger. He's more flavor. They worked with him before, and I think that was Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown that was some of their input. They was more familiar with him than Chauncey and the other guys. And what do y'all think about Dinwiddie as a point guard?
Not bad. He was hurt this year.
Yeah, he was hurt. He was down the whole year. Is he still with Jersey? He didn't go in that Houston trade, did he?
He's just been hurt the whole year.
Nets,
right.
Yeah.
And Mike Conley. I mean, they can handle
Mike Conley's big money and he's up there in age.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to hear y'all take.
I don't mind somebody that's up there in age, though. It gives me 2 years. You know, you could say Chris Paul's up there in age.
You could.
But you know what I mean? So, because, again, it's not like you've got these two young stars. I don't need another 22-year-old point guard to build with. You know what I mean? It would be nice if they two could play together forever. But I don't think it's – I'm not looking – a guy like Conley, I know he's up in age, just like Chris Paul. Fine. Give me 2 years. Keep these guys where they want to be. You know what I mean? I'm fine with that. That's why we were talking about a guy like Rondo on this team. I'm fine with that, too. Older guy, whatever it is. Get the most
out of
these
two. Somebody who can shoot a little bit, though. If you're going to play point guard, you've got to be able to shoot. We're already seeing that with Marcus Smart. They leave him wide open, and eventually he's going to start firing
him
up.
No, I'm saying Rondo in a Jeff Teague role.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the backup guy.
Yeah.
So didn't we hear a week or two ago that Kemba Walker was all pissed off, and he was pissed off at the organization because they tried to deal him away, and so he did not want to be here.
He's also upset at the booze.
Yeah.
The Garden.
Didn't we all hear that?
Very sensitive.
So Jared Weiss has got more here today. According to sources, Walker is now heartbroken over the trade, particularly because of his strong relationships with his teammates. Now, Al has come out and said he's so happy, and his sister's come out, and as you know, Lewin said she's so happy they're going back home, and everybody's coming back home. We've heard nothing from Kemba Walker, and apparently he's heartbroken.
Yeah, but isn't Jared Weiss the one that had the source that told us the other stuff the other day? So he's got a different source.
Yes.
So he's heartbroken. So I don't...
So he was pissed originally.
But can't you be, like, just, you know, want out of the organization... And then when it does happen, look back and say, damn, you know, I really did like, you know, Jason and Jaylen and Marcus.
I had a good
I had good friendships. It wasn't a place for me anymore, but it is. Sometimes, you know, you make a change. Sometimes you can be heartbroken, even if you know it's the best thing for you or it's what you really wanted. But when it actually happens, you're like, damn, I was tight with those guys. So I don't think this is something that he regrets. I think that he wanted out. I mean, I'm just saying there was too much of it. There was too much of it. You know, like, just too much talk of it. So he's heartbroken. Well, he's heartbroken because he got along with these guys. But it wasn't a fit.
I don't think he said anything, has he?
Has he released, like, an Instagram statement? Hey, Boston faithful.
Players Tribune.
Hey, I know it didn't work out like we wanted to, but I have great memories, and I'll be back. Something stupid like that. Like, he's never going to be back.
Oh, you know he's getting a video. You know he's getting a video when he
Yeah, do they
back.
Play? Do the Celtics play OKC this year? Like, when? He'll get a video.
Play him. Yeah,
I'll
give him
show him on crutches.
Yeah. He'll get him.
Brad will give him a video because he feels bad about trading him. He's a nice guy.
Brad, yeah.
Yeah, Brad's a perfect. Nice guy. Hey, perfect let's give Kemba a video.
Is there even like a defining moment of the Kemba Walker era? His tenure here was 2 years, but he played in half the games. And like, what's even a defining moment?
He almost Nothing had jumps one. To mind he for almost me. Had one in the bubble. I forgot what happened. I don't know who
he
was
missed
against.
The shot though.
He almost had one, but for me, for Kemba, it was there was always like he just if he closed out a couple games, not a bunch, but just you know added you know to them advancing or to winning a game three or a game seven, something to that effect. Even though he wasn't really as available, he would have left with a better reputation. But now it's like you almost feel like you wasted 2 years of your time and energy rooting for a guy that made no difference whatsoever. I mean, really, is there another guy that's more just, you know, less impactful as far as like, you know, moving along? It's not him.
No, and the
talk about moving the needle. So if Al Horford moves the needle.
He doesn't move.
Al moves the needle.
He moves the needle.
Al moves the needle. The little thing.
It was 757 nights. I can't wait for
No, Al can move the needle.
Oh, he can move it.
Oh, yeah. 757. Call him Boeing.
Oh, my God.
And maybe that's his new nickname. Boeing 757.
I like where your mind's at, though. You're thinking outside the box with these nicknames.
Trying.
757.
757.
It's the new model.
7 points, 5 assists, 7 boards. That's what we
average
got.
Average
right
Al is so perfect, though. Why do we got to?
Oh, then I can't wait. Al Horford, average Al, is one of 5 players in the league that are averaging 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists a game.
It's the little things that count.
Granted,
Lou,
the other two are averaging 27.
It's going to be some stupid stat.
8 and 20, and 10, rather, but that's okay. 7-6-7. Al Horford moves the needle.
I don't know. I get the feeling the second time around,
moves the needle.
Al's not going to have the same support that God, he had the first time around. He's not quite the same player. And don't you need more from him now? You really need more from Al.
No, you needed more when you gave him a max deal. He had a good team. You needed more. Now it's just he's just a salary dump. Teams can't wait to get rid of him. Philly said, who wants him? Oklahoma City said, we'll take your trash. Take our trash. And you get trash, and you treat it like it's gold, which is perfect for here.
Yeah.
So every trash player should come because they'll just welcome you in open arms.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Can't wait to talk to you.
Talking about Bill, Bill's kind of trashing the analytics people. Very interesting. We're going to get to that. Coming up next, this hour of OMF has been brought to you by FindMassMoney.com.
The destination for breaking Patriots news and reaction is EEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.